KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. One of two male students who escaped early Tuesday morning from the Clarinda Academy has been apprehended. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said Kenneth Kenny Ernest Sansochi of Rapid City, South Dakota, was apprehended this morning at around 2 o'clock by officers of the Omaha Police Department. Sansochi is currently being held in the Douglas County, Nebraska Youth Detention Center, pending action by juvenile court authorities in South Dakota and the Clarinda Academy Administration. A second student, Lucas Trent Barsh from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, remains at large. The boys, both of Native American descent, escaped the facility at around 2 a.m. Tuesday by jumping out a dormitory window. Authorities believe they stole a 2007 Toyota Camry from Clarinda. The vehicle was recovered Tuesday morning in Omaha. News time is 8:06. A teenager from Creston was charged Monday afternoon with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Creston police say 18-year-old Jamie Graham was referred to juvenile authorities and then released to the custody of her grandmother. And the Creston PD says a resident in Corning reported that someone took a Samsung Galaxy S4 cell phone out of a locker at his place of employment in Creston at 500 Industrial Parkway, or Farley and Sanders Candy Company. The theft, which took place sometime between 3:30 and 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday, resulted in a loss that was estimated at $220. A jury has found a 20-year-old Denison man guilty of killing two elderly people and trying to burn their bodies. Jurors delivered the guilty verdict Tuesday to Jaden Chapman, convicting him of two counts of first-degree murder and reckless use of fire in the deaths of 80-year-old Marvin Hulsing and 81-year-old Alice Hosinga. Chapman testified Monday in his own defense, saying he shot Hosinga because another man, 27-year-old Michael Shank, gave him the gun. Chapman said Shank threatened to kill him if he didn't shoot. Authorities say Shank and Chapman shot the pair in March 2014 at a trailer home in Deloitte and then set it on fire. Shank was sentenced in March to two life terms for his role in the slayings. Officials at the Iowa Department of Transportation say a pre-construction meeting will take place this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the DOT's District 4 office in Atlantic. Transportation planner Scott Sewer said the meeting is with regard to the upcoming Highway 6 or 7th Street reconstruction project in Atlantic that will result in detours being established once construction begins. The meeting is for the DOT and the contractor only today. Sewer says the contractor has not yet given a specific start date, but they have indicated they will likely begin work on the project in the first week of June. Once construction begins, the road will be closed from the intersection of Olive Street and Highway 6 to just east of the entrance of the Burger King here in Atlantic. In the days leading up to construction, there will be detour signs being erected with the name of each business on them, directing people to those local businesses they would normally have had access to directly off of 7th Street. Signs will also be placed at 7th and Olive, directing traffic to 10th Street for local through traffic, and other non-local or global traffic will take Highway 173, Interstate 80, and U.S. Highway 71 into or around Atlantic. Once construction begins, KJAN will keep you informed on the progress and any relevant news pertaining to the project until it's completed. The Atlantic City Council will meet this evening in the council's chambers at City Hall, and during that 5:30 p.m. session, they'll act on a resolution accepting the work for the 2013 street improvement projects and on several street closures for special events, including Produce in the Park and Crazy Days. Also, the picnic celebration honoring firefighters and the annual Firemen's Parade. In other business, the City Council will act on approving a parade permit for the Bada Bada Bing Bang Rally. They'll also hear a presentation from Dave Chase with regard to Nishta Valley Trails and a Surface Transportation Program Fund, along with an order of support to seek up to $80,000 from the STP, from the Iowa DOT, for the trail-related projects. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.